The thing you can't overlook is what Ariza does for them. Ariza, you know, is a championship-level player. He's got great experience, guards everyone, and he's one of those guys. And you look at every winning team, they all have a guy like that.
Unfortunately, one of our players, you know, was suspended and couldn't play, so we had to pick up the slack. And I got a lot of open looks. You know, normally those are touches are for Nene early in the game, but we needed somebody to step up and be aggressive, and tonight I took that role.
Up court to John Wall. Wall right of the circle. The trailing Ariza beyond the arc for three. It's there! It's there! Horizon Center erupts. It's a 7-0 run for the Wizards to start this game.
That is the pace. This is the pace that the Wizards want to play in.
Beal to Gortat. Left lane. Turns, faces Noah. Head down. He drives on Noah. Finds Ariza right wing. Butler's on him. Ariza steps the right corner. Shoots a three. It's there! A 14-0 run to start this game.
Wow.
6 of 7 shooting. And listen to this crowd.
This place is going bananas.
Wall pushing in traffic. Left elbow going to the basket. Finds Booker right wing. Left wing Ariza. Ariza for three. Oh, it's in and out and in. 3 for 3 beyond the arc is Trevor Ariza. 17-2 Wizards.
I'll tell you what was great about that shot. He shot it right in the mug of Dunleavy.
Left corner Ariza drives on Dunleavy. Denied the baseline. Ariza from the left wing inside the arc. Shoots, scores. 11. Let me say that again. 11 for Trevor Ariza. The Wizards lead 19-4.
Ariza's pulling a Dunleavy on the Bulls.
15-second shot clock. Wall cuts to his right. Finds left corner Ariza. He's open for three. It's there! It's there! Ariza's not missing beyond the arc. 4 for 4. The Wizards' biggest lead. 52-36. 2:06 to go in the second quarter.
Talk to him, Trevor.
Beal, 5 seconds. Beal, top of the arc. Cuts to his left. Left side of the lane. Drives the basket. Right corner Ariza for three. It's there! It's there! 5 of 6 beyond the arc is Trevor Ariza. And the Wizards have a 15-point lead at the half, 55-40. T-shirts are flying, and so are the Wizards.
What an amazing pass by Bradley Beal. Amazing.
Wall to Ariza for three. It's there! You can hear the cheers just raining down on Trevor Ariza. 58-40, Wizards' biggest lead of the night.
He is 6 of 7, on fire.
Heinrich to Dunleavy. Pass is intercepted by Ariza, who's coming back. And then in midcourt, Dunleavy fouls John Wall as Ariza was trying to get the pass to John Wall. How about Ariza? Just surprise. He comes back and comes up with a steal.
Oh, that was tremendous. Ariza just all over the place, continuing to hustle.
Booker, hands off in the left corner. Ariza. Ariza pressured by Noah. Double team by Dunleavy. Gets out of it, drives the basket, flips up the shot. Noah draws a foul. And then Ariza takes the ball back from Mike Dunleavy. Oh, you talk about fired up. Ariza, who's a usually smooth jazz, he's hard rock. Gortat hands off to Ariza. Ariza right at the top. He shoots, fakes, scores! Shoots, fakes, scores! Biggest lead of the night. The afternoon, whatever day it is, 81-60 Wizards.
Wow, he didn't call that one. That was from the middle of the floor, and he banked it in.
Wall, double team, chase to midcourt, finds Gortat top of the arc. Gortat, top of the key, cutting Ariza. Ariza inside, stump! Durant! Durant! One goal! 95-83, Wizards on top of the Bulls, and now the Wizards can chest bump and breathe.
And have you ever seen Ariza more fired up than that on that dunk? He came down, fired up, fist pumping, body bumping, the whole shebang bumping.
You have to find ways and will ways to win. And tonight, you know, tonight was my night to take on the scoring load. And throughout this series, I've been patient, and tonight was my night.